internal polling as it relates to your
body? No, because we have great internal polling. They were fake polls that were released by somebody that is, it's ridiculous. No, we are winning in every single state that we've polled. We're winning in Texas very big. We're winning in Ohio very big. We're winning in Florida very big. They were fake polls that were either put out by the corrupt media, because much of the media in this country, unfortunately, is corrupt. I have to tell you that, Mr. President. Some of it is excellent, but some is very bad. Those are fake numbers. But you know when you're going to see that? You're going to see that on Election Day. On Election Day, you're going to see. It was the same thing. I had the same thing for a long period of time in 2016. I was getting these terrible poll numbers, and I didn't see it because I'd have tremendous crowds, and my opponent would have almost nobody.
All right. Hello, San Francisco. Did something happen? Okay, so today we start back on terrestrial radio. So the first station to show the love was Real Talk 910 in San Francisco. Thank you very, very much for your faith and trust in us. And also we will be adding KTNF in beautiful Minnesota, AM 950, the progressive voices of Minnesota. Minnesota! Hey, Al. You could call me Al. I've been texting with Al. He says he can't come on the show until he completes some rather important interview that he's inked in, and it has to come first before he can speak to me. I told him I totally understood. I do, but you know, just let me know where and when, and I'll show up. Minnesota, thank you very much for that. So, and I know we have some interest in Santa Fe. We're just checking. We're checking. We're going to see how this all works out. Anyway, so this is where we left off on Friday. Trump denied the existence of his own polling data that shows that he is losing to virtually any Democrat, to a generic Democrat. And you can't get more generic than Joe Biden, can you? No. Hell no, can't. So, but then when you name the Democrats, people actually, you know, are informed about some of them, and he loses to almost every one of them. And he decided to say that these polls don't exist. He probably spent an inordinate time watching the first Star Wars. You know, this is not the droid you're looking for. This is, he's doing, you know, the little mind control thing, right? So he actually said, nobody showed you these polls because these polls don't exist. Anybody watching Chernobyl? Anybody watching Chernobyl? Yeah, I know it's done, but I'm not, don't spoil it for me is what I'm saying. Don't, because I haven't gotten, well, I'm just going to quote what I have seen. You didn't see graphite on the ground because there isn't any. You saw no polls because they don't exist. These are not the droids you're looking for. I mean, he's literally, you know, crazy. So guess what he did? Guess what he did, everybody? Guess what Trump did after his internal polling was leaked to the press?
Let me show you them and why the president didn't like that they went public as much. Here is Virginia, Maine, Minnesota, Michigan. As you can see, hit 40s, the best he does in any of those states. Ooh. With Biden. And these are all just Biden-Trump matchups. They tested everybody, but Biden was the strongest. Mm. And look at Biden's numbers there. Now look at this. North Carolina, Iowa, Ohio. These were all three states that Trump carried. He's down 8 in North Carolina, 7 in Iowa.
Oh.
Ohio just won. I think that tells you a little bit more about where Ohio's headed. There, we also had in Texas, Trump was only up 2. In Georgia, our source tells us that Biden is up 6. And he had double-digit leads in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Florida.
Oh, my God.
By the way, the campaign didn't dispute the numbers. campaign manager Brad Parscale gave us this quote. All news about the president's polling is completely false. The president's new polling is extraordinary, and his numbers have never been better. My colleague Kristen Welker is now reporting right now, we're breaking, that apparently the Trump campaign is going to be firing some pollsters.
If you've If you've never understood the expression to shoot the messenger, this ought to be very illustrative for you. This is very illustrative, okay? This is what shoot the messenger actually means. He fired the pollsters because the pollsters brought him the bad news that he's losing to almost everybody. And so he fired three of his five pollsters for telling the truth. I mean, the Trump administration is closer to the old Soviet style mindset than even, you know, Russia under Putin is, because at least, you know, Putin's got some sort of grip on reality. He never forgets to steal. Trump is so obsessed, I think he's forgetting to steal. This is crazy. He says he's winning everywhere, winning everywhere. Did we elect Charlie Sheen? Is that what we did? Winning, 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 winning. You know, Charlie Sheen's ex-wife is now a real housewife. I can't remember if she's in Beverly Hills or I think Beverly Hills. She's a real housewife in Beverly Hills. So is John Cougar Mellencamp's daughter, Teddy. Yeah. But, okay, so today we got a new poll. A Fox News poll. A public Fox News poll. That was released to the public, not just the Fox News people.
The Fox News is a reputable poll. You know, let's be clear about this. So what you're looking at here, this is a reputable public poll, and this is what they found. And it's consistent with what other pollsters are finding from other outlets who are checking in right now. And it's what you see here. You match the president's name up against the sort of most likely Democratic opponents he could face. You see a lead there for Biden, 10 points. That's the best the Democrats doing in this poll. You get down to Buttigieg, Harris. It's close. Even they, though, a one-point advantage over Trump right now. So
okay, let me just freeze frame this in case, you know, you're watching it or you're just listening to it because, you know, Kornacki's on the TV. And so he doesn't actually give you all the amounts. OK, and so I can give them to you. Biden is beating Trump by 10 points. Bernie is beating Trump by 9 points. Elizabeth Warren is beating Trump by, I believe, 2 points. Kamala Harris beats Trump by 1 point, and Buttigieg beats Trump by 1 point. I'm telling you, he's losing everywhere. Every freaking where this man is losing. And over the weekend, he was, you know, talking about maybe he needs. Oh, this is really weird. You know, he's done this before with, you know, maybe I should get a redo, or maybe I should just stay for the rest of my life, or maybe we should copy China and I should be your, you know, chairman for life or whatever. So over the weekend, he does the same damn thing. He starts to say that he wants 2 more years tacked on after the next four. After the next four, he wants 2 additional tacked on to the end because he was ripped off of 2 years. By Robert Mueller. And he was tweeting this weekend, telling his followers, maybe you want me to stay. Maybe you do. Apparently nobody likes you. Go eat a worm. Everybody hates you. Nobody likes you. Not even your packed Supreme Court. Today, they had a few decisions come down. Not the one that I'm waiting for. Not the one that I'm interested in, which is the one about the citizenship question on the census, which the Supreme Court heard in April without the new evidence that was obtained in May after this Republican operative, Thomas Hofeller, died and left his thumb drives and backups of his hard drive in a baggie that his daughter found that clearly shows the man was racially gerrymandering and was going to do it by using a citizenship question on the census, that this was a long-standing plan of his, that North Carolina was in contact with him, and that people from the Census Bureau were in contact with him, and that when the case was presented to the courts, all of them, even the three federals that said no citizenship question, but when it was presented to the Supremes, that evidence was not included, nor was it acknowledged. They denied to the Supremes that this evidence even existed. They lied. They lied to the Supreme Court. So I'm dying to see. Now, they filed a brief last Wednesday, including the new evidence. So, but this decision is due any day, any minute.